META. The season-long grind for the Silver Broom continued at the META curling rink as 2 weeks remain in the regular season. The story of the second half of the season continues to be the Zane Lecoussière team as they entered their Tuesday night matchup against Gil Cadran looking to extend their winning streak to an unprecedented 7 games. After breaking open the game in the third end scoring 5 points, Lecoussière played a conservative and clean game to cruise to a 9-6 win over Cadran. Two equally matched and first-year Grand Slam teams, Randy Iverson and Al Colley, entertained the gallery to a close game where the result could have gone either way. It was Randy and Shannon Iverson along with Dave and Trudy Treppel coming out on top with a 5-4 win. Redemption game for Bob Bartkiewicz and the Lonnie Om rink as they matched up against Bartkiewicz's former teammates, the Colin Sharp rink. After losing to Sharp leading up to Christmas, the Om rink hoped for a better fate Tuesday night as they came into the matchup well-rested after a much-needed holiday. The rest versus rust debate was answered quickly in 6 ends as Sharp defeated Om 11-3. Randy Sharp knocked down Kyle Doom in their game 9-4 while Kirsten Brew re-entered the win column after defeating Wanda Weber 10-3. Intensity echoed throughout the ice surface as the Pat Bicotte and Colin Mack rinks squared off on the featured sheet Thursday night. Bicotte found himself behind the 8-ball early, giving up 3 points in the first end and being without Scott Shepherd for the first part of the game, as Shepherd was calf-pulling. Shepherd's late introduction into the game did not provide the impact needed and was far too late, as Mack won handily 9-2. Al Doom led the Evan Schmidt rink in relief to an 8-2 win over the Randy Orchison team. Managerial off-ice duties of Daryl McCarthy, often overlooked due to his high performance on the ice, proved to be a difference maker as he poached substitute curler Colin Waters a couple hours before the Orchison rink could secure their regular substitute curler to fill in. The Schmidt rink was able to use the extra sweeping power of 4 curlers to their advantage against the short-handed Orchison rink. Derek Welford and Caleb Gonsage was the only game Thursday that went the full 8 ends and to the final shot. Gonsage needed 2 but scored only 1 with the hammer in the final end, as they fell to the Welford rink 7-6.